This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I was really disappointed this weekend. I had my Team Trump vest on. I had my Make America Great Again vest on, and I was really hoping to run into some wildlife. I was really hoping to run into some of the crazy protesters for these so-called No Kings protesters, but I don't even think I saw one. Don't even think I got a chance to run into one of the wildlife out there. Ah, too bad. I guess maybe next time. Because, you know, they'll be back again in 2 or 3 months doing the same stupid stuff paid for by Soros and these other fake phony front groups. Let's see. I think we've got Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal with us. Evelyn, did you run into any of the wildlife over the weekend yourself?
Not at all. In fact, I was kind of surprised because we were out and about, and later when I saw some reports, I went, holy cow, I didn't see anybody. So usually, you know, even if there's a small gathering, you encounter it, you know, with some signs along the street or something. But I may have just missed it, you know. But
it sounds like it was just mostly a bunch of old hippies trying to relive the glory days, is the reports that we're getting back.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The weather turned out nice for them, you know. They should have enjoyed it.
That's right. Yeah, it didn't really start to turn until Sunday in lots of parts of the states. But, I had to kind of laugh because Jimmy Fallon, who is this Saturday night comedian, you know, who's got his own show on Fox News now. He's the former cab driver. But he had joked on X over the weekend about how, you know, basically pointing out how, you know, basically the folks who make up the majority of these No Kings protesters, he's like, hey, this is why you have kids and then you get grandkids who have football and soccer games that will keep you from wasting your 70s protesting a non-existent monarchy. And I was laughing because I've ran into you, I think, bowling with your grandkids on the weekends. And it's like, maybe these old hippies just need better things to do in life.
Well, you would. I mean, there's so many things to do. We're just run crazy trying to keep up. So I don't know how they have time on their hands like that. But
yeah, good point. Yeah, I was thinking about that too. It's like, holy cow! It's like, okay, first there was volleyball games, then there was football games. Sometimes both in the same weeks, and now there's hunting season, and then there's this, and it's like, holy cow! You just got to jam pack everything in to sneak it all in. And who has the time to go out there and protest a non-existent threat right now in the United States of America? I guess these people do. But they had fun. They had fun. Like I say, apparently they felt like they got to relive their glory days. All right, well, what's the good news here on this Monday? We'll start there with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. I know she's got a report here about the decline in gas prices. Gas prices continue to drop. I've got another headline in front of me here from Fox News Radio. Oil prices have dropped to near five-year lows right now. That's a Fox News Radio story that if you haven't heard yet, you probably will hear later this morning. Is that good news? If you're a consumer, yes. I guess if you're an oil guy, maybe not. But we'll start there next.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover today and a few showers around the area, mixing with our state, a few snow showers early towards Bozeman. High temperature readings will otherwise trend in the upper 40s to in the Bozeman area to the mid-50s in Billings. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, lows from around 30 in Bozeman, mid-30s in Billings, sunshine Tuesday, upper 50s to mid-60s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. It's fall, and for many, that means time for flu shots. But that can be scary for kids. There are ways to help them get over the fear of needles, though. The Children's Hospital of Orange County in California with some tips They say around 40% of children around the world under age 12 and 20% of adolescents have a fear or emotional response to needles. But pediatric psychologist at the hospital, Dr. Amy Morse, says you can give appropriate choices, like encouraging your child to count to two or three before a shot is given. That gives them a sense of control, which can reduce anxiety. You can also redirect a child's attention away from the needle to a preferred activity, like a video, story, or song. Also, position for comfort. Allow kids to sit upright, possibly on their parents' lap, which can help increase comfort. And teach kids to take slow, deep breaths. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Man, what a great week we just had with Montana Talks. We took you on the road to Libby, Montana, caught up with some incredible Americans there. And I tell you what, so much optimism in Libby right now with the news coming out of the Trump administration on mining and on timber and so much more. Then we had an exclusive interview with Trump Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. What do we got coming up in the week ahead? Why don't you tell us? Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana.
If relaxation, recovery, and year-round comfort sound like your kind of lifestyle, then it's time to visit Thompson Pools. Proudly serving Billings and the surrounding areas since 1972, Thompson Pools is your trusted source for jacuzzi hot tubs and powerful swim spas designed to enhance your everyday life. These aren't just luxury items. They're tools for stress relief, better sleep, improved circulation, and total wellness. Whether you're aiming to stay active with a low-impact swim workout or unwind with a soothing soak under the stars, there's something perfect waiting for you. Thompson Pools makes water care simple, too, offering quick and dependable water testing so you can focus more on relaxation and less on upkeep. Stop by the showroom at 24th and Grand to check out the latest models and meet a knowledgeable team who truly cares about finding the right fit for your needs. Because if it isn't a Thompson Pool, it ain't worth a dip. Experience the difference today at Thompson Pools.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping right into it here with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. So apparently the price of gas, oil prices, that is exactly where she wanted to start when it comes to the good news story of the day here. Yeah, Evelyn, what's standing out to you?
Well, apparently the cost of gasoline dropped 15 cents a gallon last month. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has fallen to $3.05, while, as you mentioned, U.S. crude oil is at $57.56 per barrel, which is the lowest price it's been since early 2021. According to Forbes, this is all happening because of global oversupply and a low demand. Global inventories have climbed to 7.9 billion barrels, which is a four-year high. And even as global demand is expected to hover around 700 million barrels, one of the reasons is that OPEC countries have increased production. And as mentioned, the supply, or demand has slowed. 32 states have an average gas price of below $3 per gallon, with Oklahoma recording the lowest at $2.55. And there are predictions that some states may see the price drop below $2. And as is often the case, the situation is a two-edged sword, because while this is really great news for U.S. consumers, because of falling oil prices mean, you know, cheaper gasoline, which lowers the energy costs and frees up household spending. Yet for the U.S. oil companies, the price drop is forcing cost cuts and layoffs and consolidation of companies as they attempt to slim down their margins and despite having record output. So it's, you know, it's a two-way thing. But that's just kind of how markets go. There's always a good side and a bad side. So, but I noted in a a piece on, in the hot sheet that when you compare the cost of gasoline today to what it was in 1960, it is 31 cents per gallon. And accounting for inflation, that is equivalent to about $3.30 today. So the average gas price of gasoline is, this was about $3.16. This was a few days old. But anyway, in some places in Billings, it's been reported at $3.06. So in reality, it is something of a bargain. And especially when you consider that 65 years ago, a gallon of gasoline would take you only about 10 miles, whereas improved technology and vehicles, depending upon the vehicle, you can get about 24 miles per gallon. So it's a good deal for consumers.
Well, it's still one of, you know, the most efficient way to deliver this type of energy to power every single one of our, you know, one of us, frankly, is what that comes down to. And yet look at the attacks it takes from the left in America, and the Democrats are always trying to undermine American energy. Yeah, Fox News Radio has this report they're going to have later on this morning. Gas prices are tumbling, with AAA projecting the national average could soon drop below $3 a gallon. Gas Buddy, to your point, Evelyn, about how some are even predicting it could go below $2 a gallon, Gas Buddy is saying that one gas station in Colorado is already offering $1.99 a gallon gas for those paying cash. So there you go. You just have to, you know, suffer through Colorado traffic in order to find the $1.99 gallon gas right now. But, yeah, the White House is citing record oil production under President Trump, and then recent peace efforts in the Middle East are also reducing geopolitical risks that typically push prices higher. So, you look at the peace in the Middle East, the peace efforts in the Middle East, you look at President Trump unleashing American energy, all of that combined, but several reasons to not be out protesting last weekend, if you look at it from that standpoint.
Yeah, there's good news for sure.
You know, I don't know if you heard this on Friday, but we got about a minute here before we go to the next break, and then several other stories Evelyn's got on tap for us here. But I got a great message from a doctor in Billings who was talking about the government shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, and basically 60% of his work is covered by Medicare. So with the government shutdown, he's wondering how he is going to meet his payroll. He employs a high-wage workforce. How is he going to meet his payroll if he's not getting reimbursed by the federal government because of the Schumer shutdown? It's a pretty good point. And you don't see a lot of folks in the media talking about how the Democrat shutdown is impacting health care.
No. No, and, you know, I would hope that maybe the whole medical industry would rethink their dependence upon the government, because there's all kinds of factors that are negative when they have to bow to, you know, the government for fundings. I mean, and I think we saw a lot of that in COVID, you know, when rather than serving their patients, they were doing what they were being told by the government. And I think you see that more in the pharmaceutical prices and stuff. And it has to turn around and go back to being a free market.
That's right. We'll hold it right there. More to follow right after this.
The week ahead.
Monday, President Trump welcomes the Prime Minister of Australia to the White House. Expected to be discussed is the plan that is currently being reviewed by the Pentagon to provide Australia with nuclear submarines in an effort to thwart China in the Indo-Pacific region. Tuesday, the first of two big sporting events of the week. The NBA season kicks off with two games, the Rockets at the Thunder, followed by the Warriors at the Lakers. Wednesday, in honor of its 70th anniversary, the Jim Henson Company will be auctioning auctioning off over 400 items of memorabilia related to the puppetry behind the Muppets, Fraggle Rock, and more. Friday, New York Attorney General Letitia James is expected to make an initial court appearance in Norfolk, Virginia. She's accused of bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution over a mortgage she secured for a home in Norfolk. Also Friday, the best of baseball battles it out. It's game one of the World Series. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Attorney General Austin Knutson. When you see emergency lights on the side of the road, slow down and move over. It's dangerous for first responders to help motorists on the side of the road while cars are buzzing by at 80 miles an hour. In Montana, when you see emergency lights on the side of the road, you must slow down and move over, or face a fine or even jail time. It's the law. When you see someone pulled over, slow down and move over. Sponsored by the Montana Department of Justice.
The weekend is calling. The game is on. The party invites are out. And smart shoppers count on Montana's best liquor stores for the best deals for the best time. Get a 750 milliliter of Carolane's Irish Cream for $22.80. A 1.75 liter of Admiral Nelson Spiced Rum is a steal at $24.60. These deals and more at Lucky Lil's, Magic Diamond, and Montana Lil's Liquor Stores in Billings and Hardin. Find us at montanasbestliquorstores.com.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
We are working on beef.
The rumor of more imports of foreign beef into the United States sent the cattle markets into panic mode Friday after President Trump said his administration will do something about high beef prices for consumers.
The simplicity is, if you can get oil down, it's such a big category, everything follows. So just about everything follows. And we are working on beef, and I think we have a deal on beef that's going to bring the price of beef. That would be the one product that we would say is a little bit higher than we want it, maybe higher than we want it, and that's going to be coming down pretty soon, too. But groceries are down, and energy is down, electricity is way down. We have the prices coming down for people.
Now, rumors are swirling that the U.S. could buy Argentine beef or lower tariffs to bring more foreign product into the country. This follows the president's meeting with Argentina's President Milei and talks of a new $20 billion bailout plan for the South American nation. The fallout was swift. December live cattle were down nearly $6 Friday, while feeder cattle were limit down. And a market that was breaking records just a few days ago was suddenly reeling. Even with cash cattle $5 to $9 higher this week, traders are shaken and confidence slipped fast.
Again, that breakdown in the markets was based solely on rumors, as no details on any deal with Argentina has been officially announced. I'm Lane Nordlund.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, great report there from Lane Nordlund, featuring audio with President Trump. And there you go. He was talking about the very topic we were covering here with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal, talking about the lower price of gas, lower energy prices, and more. Let's pivot now. How about to manufacturing and the need for more employees in the manufacturing sector? Evelyn Pyburn, what are you gathering on that front?
Well, while manufacturing enterprises are returning to the United States, surprise, colleges are discovering there's a huge demand for employment in the manufacturing sector. And U.S. colleges are having a hard time catching up with that demand, which, you know, there's a lot of need for training and education, and a lot of it is increasingly being met by community colleges. But according to the reports, there are 400,000 manufacturing jobs right now in the United States that are going unfilled, and many of them require advanced high skills, high technology skills. They report on a college in Ohio, which is now producing 120 graduates a year compared to 43 a year just a decade ago in advanced manufacturing, a category that includes industrial engineering, technology, mechanical engineering, welding, automation, and microelectronics. Companies and high schools are increasingly partnering to bridge the gap, and colleges and high schools are working together to help students get the training and enter college. Some companies are paying for employees to get training, and of course, there, as we've talked before, there's an increase in internships available. You know, as I read this and discovered, not just in manufacturing, but in other sectors of our economy and business world, I can't help but think about when I was young and trying to get into the job market. Today is just a complete flip-flop, because back then there were far, far more people seeking jobs than there were job openings. And now then, you know, people are just begging for employees and going way out of their way to train them and give them opportunities. And I just hope that all the high school and college graduates are aware of what a huge opportunity lays before them right now.
Yeah, that's a great point, because industry is really trying to meet this need, and talking about, you know, educating the workforce. We talked with Eigen Graf from the home building industry side of the house in Bozeman recently. We were at the Montana Equipment Dealers in Whitefish recently talking with them, and you know, the head of the Montana Department of Labor and so much more. But it's a much better problem to have now, especially as President Trump is working to boost manufacturing, and we already saw Governor Gianforte and the Republican legislature do that here in Montana, but to boost manufacturing, but really to re-industrialize America. You know, earlier we were joking about, you know, wanting to run into some of the wildlife at these No Kings protests, and so I wore my Team Trump vest on Saturday as I was driving to Great Falls for a great event. And I didn't run into the No Kings protesters, but I did run into an anti-Trump woman. And, you know, at first she was like, well, what does that vest even mean? You know, because I had on a Make America Great Again. What does that even mean? What does Make America Great Again even mean? Aren't we already great? And now normally I'd say, okay, fair question. And so, but anyway, I gave what I thought was a nice answer. I said, well, let me tell you what Make America Great Again means. I was just in Libby, Montana. I spoke with the school superintendent. They went from having 3,000 kids in the Libby schools to 1,000 kids in the Libby schools. And that's because of the demise of the mining and the timber industry, because of the deindustrialization of America, the same deindustrialization that we've seen in J.D. Vance's home state of Ohio and other so-called Rust Belt states that I've seen firsthand in states like Illinois as well, and what happens when you lose major industries and the job losses and the drug dependency and the other challenges that come with that. And so I said, making America great again is making our timber industry great again, making mining in America great again, and getting more kids back into these schools in these rural areas. And, you know, I could tell she was just a never Trumper, because she had no response to that. No, well, okay, but what about this? She just, well, I just don't like it. It's like, oh, okay, all right. So you just don't like Trump then. You really didn't care what the answer was. You don't really care to have a conversation. You just don't like Trump. I mean, just so typical that we see.
Yeah, that's been my experience, because, you know, sometimes I ask, well, what specifically, you know, what's one thing, one of his policies that you would rather it be something else, and what would that be? And they never, never have an answer.
Just nothing, just crickets out of them, or just angered response. Yeah, I get the same thing. Hold that thought. Is able to stick around with us for just a couple more minutes here because there's a couple more stories we're going to try to sneak in here. Evelyn, apparently there's an outdoor recreation summit that's taking place in Billings later this week. What are you tracking there?
Well, a Montana Outdoor Recreation Summit will be held for 3 days this week starting tomorrow. It's centered around outdoor recreation and which this week and for a couple weeks, or I don't know how many weeks hunting lasts, but if you haven't noticed, there's a lot of hunters out there, and every year Montana has about 323,000 hunters, which generate a $692 million impact on our economy, which supports about 6,120 jobs. And that, indicates that hunting also contributes greatly to Montana tourism and our recreation economy. And I thought it was because we're always doing things in the state to try to increase tourism. But another news report today is that in Kyoto, Japan, they are increasing their tourist tax by 900% to decrease over-tourism. Last year in Japan, they had a record 10.88 million visitors, and it's way too much. And so they're trying to slow that down. Apparently millions of people from around the world are flocking to Kyoto to see the ancient temples and the shrines in Kyoto. 10.88 million visitors.
For an island nation, yeah. But there's a few Montanans who would like to see us figure out a way to try to lower some of the tourism in the state. But you could argue that basically that's what Glacier National Park has kind of done by these absurd, reservation requirements, requiring people to get reservations to travel, in the summer months going to the Sun Road and everything. And really what it's ended up doing is just making it harder for everyday Montanans to access the park. Evelyn, always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for the updates. As always, make sure you sign up for the Big Sky Business Journal Hot Sheet. Get that email in your inbox to kick off the work week. And then get the print edition as well, because there's a lot more information where that came from. The deal about this outdoor recreation summit, could you imagine if the radical environmentalists were the ones hosting the outdoor recreation summit? You would have nothing there. Just you and your hiking shoes. That's all you would have, because they're against practically everything that truly makes up our outdoor economy. 60% of outdoor recreation is motorized recreation.
It's Fox Wheels.
New car prices have held at about record levels since 2023, at just over $49,000 on average, with tariffs on things like aluminum not having much of an impact on sticker prices yet, as automakers seem to be taking a measured approach, recognizing that consumers are already financially stretched and don't want to risk losing sales or market share. Edmunds tells Fox Business that shoppers should expect automakers to be cautious in how they manage pricing and incentives. Analysts caution buyers to be aware of that balance between prices, which could scare away customers, and other profit centers where we could see steep increases on things like destination fees and repairs, automakers and dealers limiting incentives, and potentially regulating supply. The good news for used car buyers, there's an oversupply and prices continue falling. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Pacific Source Health Plans?
This is a health plan.
I'm trying to reach Pacific Source.
What's the difference?
I know I'll get a person on the phone when I call them.
What do you think I am?
I'm mean, you sound like a person.
That's what counts.
There's just something comforting about the human voice, especially when I know it's coming from the company that provides my health coverage.
I want to learn.
Excuse me?
How to be comforting.
Automated systems can do a lot, even sound a lot like people. What automated systems can't do is offer the quality our members rely on, empathy. When you call Pacific Source Health Plans, you'll talk to a person who cares.
What did you say your name was?
My name is Nexa.
Oh, that's unique.
Nexa 9000.
Human service, not automated phone trees. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans goes beyond what's required.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report phishing, and update your software on all your devices. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. So stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK. Terms do apply.
Out here, in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Stress builds up. You have trouble sleeping. Maybe your mind is racing and you just don't feel like yourself. So what do? We get help. Lots of people are struggling with their mental health. It's more common than you think. The good news is, there are people in our community who are here for us when times are tough. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world, so we don't feel so alone. One thing you can do is visit loveyourmindtoday.org for simple steps you can take to find the right solution for you. Whether it's hearing stories about what other people are going through, or finding the resources we need to navigate the stresses in our lives. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Well-Being, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That was a great line from President Trump there earlier in the Fox News update at the bottom of the hour, where he was talking about they're calling me a king. He's like, I work my you-know-what off for this country. And they're trying to call me a king. I opened up the show with it earlier in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. A great summary by Representative Claudia Tenney. I think she's out of New York. We've had her on the show before. But she said this: to everyone marching at the No Kings protest, you supported Biden's rule by decree presidency. You defended censorship, mandates, and lawless power grabs. You're not against kings. You're mad yours lost his crown. That was a Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. So well said. Got a message from Violet in Kalispell. We were joking about, you know, not running into any wildlife. It was like we were out hunting. And it's whenever you're hunting that you don't run into wildlife. But I was really hoping to run into some of the No Kings protesters this weekend. I had my Team Trump vest on and everything, just in case I ran into any wildlife. But, you know, it's like wearing orange. But it was my Team Trump vest on the so-called No Kings protest Saturday. And unfortunately, I didn't run into any. But Violet says this: I ran into the geriatric group in Kalispell. They decided to park on the streets surrounding my son's home. Had to fight the traffic of them parking on a section of the road to his house to get my grandson. So apparently all they did was just annoy people that were trying to pick up their grandkids because grandparents had better things to do than sit out there and protest something that doesn't even exist in America. President Trump, I think he was on with Maria Bartiromo. He addressed this absurd No Kings deal a couple of different occasions. Where is the clip when he was on with Maria Bartiromo? I thought I had it right here. Oh, yeah, here we go. I think this is the one via Rapid Response 47 on X. This is where he did a, I think, a 20-plus minute sit-down interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures.
Do you think that the government shutdown is all about this rally that's happening this weekend, the No Kings rally?
No, I mean, some people say they want to delay it for the king. This is more not than a king. That. You know, they're saying, they're referring to me as a king. I'm not a king.
Right. No, but just so that Chuck Schumer could go and say, I'm fighting Trump.
Yeah, well, Chuck is, you know, at the end of the line. He's being beaten by everybody that they poll against him. And, you know, what he did is he did the right thing a couple of years ago on something like this. And he got hurt by his party. And it doesn't, I don't think it matters to him. I think he's just so dead that he'll do anything. I think they could just stay out forever. I mean, to be honest with you. Now, what we're doing is we're cutting Democrat programs that we didn't want because, I mean, they made one mistake. They didn't realize that that gives me the right to cut programs that Republicans never wanted. You know, giveaways, welfare programs, etc. And we're doing that, and we're cutting them permanently. We're cutting a $20 billion project that Schumer fought for 15 years to get, and I'm cutting the project. The project is going to be dead. It's just pretty much dead right now.
All right, there you go. So what are they actually protesting? Look, you know as well as I do, the bulk of why they are out in the streets protesting is because they are trying to be the mob that stands in the way of deploying these criminal illegal aliens that invaded this country during the Joe Biden, John Tester years. And so that's what they're trying to stand in the way of. So by him enforcing the law, they're claiming that he is a king. Ben Domenech was on with Mark Levin last night. Actually, probably Saturday night on Fox News. In addition to his radio show, Mark Levin has a Fox News TV program on the weekends as well. And they were talking about the connection, the nexus between the No Borders crowd and the No Kings crowd.
President of the United States is trying to enforce the Constitution, trying to enforce immigration laws like every lawful president has in the past, other than a few recent presidents. He's got the Supreme Court past rulings behind him, he's got the Constitution behind him, he's got the founders behind him. And yet the Democrats want to portray him as an authoritarian, and they're the Democrats with waving around the Constitution. Have you ever seen anything so perverse and outrageous before?
What I haven't seen before, I think, is one of the major parties in America ever embrace something so fundamentally anti-American. And, you know, it's funny. I was thinking when I was listening to your monologue, it seems like a conversation came to mind from more than 100 years ago when G.K. Chesterton came to America. He talked about the very unique nature of a country that would ask someone who was coming to visit, in his case from England, whether they were an anarchist, whether they sought to subvert the government, whether they, you know, intended to do harm to America's institutions, which was something that he read on the form that he was given at the time. How much things have changed is that those are exactly the people it seems like Democrats want to welcome into our cities, into our neighborhoods, into our states, and all across the country in areas where they have authority, in spite of everything that we know about the nature of America, that you want to come here to be an American. It's the same thing, as Chesterton pointed out, that makes us so unique in the sense of being a nation that is founded on a creed. And that's something that matters on a very deep level. The fact that the Democratic Party no longer believes that.
All right, and there's another soundbite I want to play from Ben Domenech with Mark Levin as well, and it's talking about the Islamization of the United States. And then they tie back into this this big gubernatorial race taking place in Virginia right now as well. But let's talk about the mayoral race in New York City. And the Kami Mamdani, if you heard what Zohran Mamdani, if you saw, you know, highlights from that recent debate between Zohran Mamdani, the Kami Mamdani, the radical Islamist Zohran Mamdani, and then you've got Curtis Sliwa, the guardian angel, running as the Republican candidate there, and then another Cuomo trying to somehow trying to somehow salvage the Democrat Party in New York City from the commie Mamdani. But listen to what Mamdani had to say on this point. What are these old 60s washouts fighting for with these No Kings protests? Aside from just wanting to have a little fun throwback to the 1960s. Remember, these people fundamentally want to transform America into something else. What is that something else that they want to turn the country into? They despise this kind of Judeo-Christian country that is the United States of America. They despise the fact that we are a republic based on constitutional values, like our Second Amendment, like our First Amendment. They want to transform this country into something else. That's why they're taking to the streets. That's what these throwbacks have been doing since the 1960s. Listen to Zohran Mamdani at that recent mayoral race. Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire says this. He says, it's a very, very bad sign that you haven't visited enough mosques is now an attack line against American politicians. He says, these are the fruits of mass migration. The migrants don't assimilate to us. They demand that we assimilate and submit to them.
Candidate in the Democratic primary for him to set foot in a mosque. He had more than 10 years, and he couldn't name a single mosque at the last debate we had that he visited. And what Muslims want in this city is what every community wants and deserves. They want equality, and they want respect. And it took me to get you to even see those Muslims as part of this city. And that, frankly, is something that is shameful and is why so many New Yorkers have lost faith in this politics.
Yes, yeah. I worked with the Muslim community for many years.
Name a single mosque you went to
See, listen to this. He is saying, demanding that, well, unless you have visited a mosque, you don't get to be mayor of New York City. I forget where I saw it on X, but how did New York City go from never forget a little over 20 years ago to this commie Mamdani, who, by the way, was also recently photographed with a guy who was suspected with being connected to the terrorist suspects from the original World Trade Center terror attacks, this radical imam in New York City. Now, let's take you back to Ben Domenech in the Islamization of... Actually, let me get to that. I'll get to that one coming up here after the break. It's another highlight from Ben Domenech and Mark Levin over the weekend. And talking about the Virginia gubernatorial race and more. It's a shorter clip. I'll play that one here coming up after the break. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. But, you know, in the 6 o'clock hour, I talked about this piece from Western Montana News. They were highlighting the crazy No Kings protesters in Missoula. And one of the signs read this. They said, I prefer my ice crushed. These people are telling you who they are. They want to crush federal public employees who are doing their jobs to protect you. And these No Kings protesters want to crush them. Tells you everything you need to know.
Fox Sports Update.
Let's go to the right center field. Is empty, two outs. Three pitches later, two runs are in.
The two most exciting words in sports, Game 7. Coming tonight on Fox Sports 1 Sunday evening, the Toronto Blue Jays won a must-win Game 6 at home over the Seattle Mariners, 6-2. Addison Barger and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit home runs for the Blue Jays, who got 5 2/3 innings pitching from rookie Trey Savage, who picked up a second win of the postseason. Josh Naylor hit a home run for the Mariners. Tonight, Game 7. Whoever wins will move into the World Series. The Mariners, the only Major League team that's never played in the Fall Classic, will start George Kirby on the mound, while Toronto turns to Shane Bieber. The game will be seen on both Fox Network TV and Fox Sports 1 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Waiting in the wings, the reigning World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, who swept the Milwaukee Brewers in four games. NFL Week 7 concludes tonight with a doubleheader. 7 p.m. Eastern Time at Detroit. primetime matchup between the 4-2 Lions and the 5-1 Buccaneers. Detroit favored at home by 5.5 points. Kickoff 7 p.m. Eastern. 3 hours later in Seattle, the 4-2 Seahawks will be home against the 2-3 Texans. Sunday night football in San Francisco. 49ers beat the Falcons 20-10, improved their record to 5-2. Christian McCaffrey ran for 129 yards and 2 touchdowns for San Francisco. Mac Jones again started in place of injured Brock Purdy. Jones threw for 152 yards with an interception. Atlanta's Michael Penix Jr. passed for 241 yards and a touchdown. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels left yesterday's 44-22 loss to the Cowboys with a hamstring injury. Daniels will have an MRI today. FoxSports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and FoxSports.com.
Renewed optimism for Libby loggers on timber and mining. That's the headline at MontanaTalks.com. Yeah, it's more than a political revival. It's a faith revival all across America, plus a renewed sense of optimism that high-wage jobs in the mining and timber industries will finally come back to Northwest Montana. That's what I found in Libby on Tuesday and Wednesday. Full audio, highlights, and more, MontanaTalks.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
At Magic City Family Medicine, family nurse practitioner Christy Martin offers care that fits your life. From general checkups for all ages to creating personalized plans for managing chronic health conditions, Christy is here to support your long-term wellness. Need urgent care for an illness or injury? She's got you covered there too. Whether it's a quick visit or ongoing care, you'll always feel heard and cared for. Schedule your appointment today at MagicCityFamilyMedicine.com. That's MagicCityFamilyMedicine.com.
Hosting a get-together, crafting a cocktail, or just unwinding after a long day? Don't pay full price. Shop Montana's best liquor stores today. Great October specials include 1.75 liter bottles of Tullamore Dew for just $68 or Seagram 7 for only $27.60. Grab a deal at Lucky Lil's, Magic Diamond, and Montana Lil's liquor stores in Billings and Hardin. Find locations at montanasbestliquorstores.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Bill Maher on HBO over the weekend. Of course, he's a left guy. He's a liberal guy, but he's a liberal that actually still has some liberal values and principles in him. And he's been raising some really good questions. You know, he's called out the woke left. He's also calling out really not just, I think, not just these campus protesters who've been anti-Israel and basically providing Hamas, pro-Hamas propaganda on college campuses across America, but really these so-called peace protesters who, as we could see last week, they don't want peace. They just are promoting pro-Hamas terrorist propaganda. They are anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. And so he asked this question, where are all these college kids? You know, now that Hamas is in the streets shooting their own Palestinian people, where are all these college kids wearing their Palestinian, you know, headdresses and stuff? Where are they at? Where are they at right now? We're going to get to that coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. But first, let's get to where we are at as a country, where we have got open borders leftists trying to transform America into something else. That's what's behind these No Kings protests. They want the open borders. They want to flood this country with illegal aliens so that they can take power with permanent control vis-a-vis voting. And they want to transform this country into something else. That's why you will see radical Islamists fall right in line with the woke rainbow crowd.
You see what's happened to great countries in Europe. They're dying, and they're dying from within. And then the politics changes because the numbers don't work for those who are trying to defend the West. On top of this, Ben, we have very influential so-called Islamist scholars in the Middle East one of whom is a favorite among the Qataris, by the way, who preaches revolution by immigration. In other words, it's sort of an Islamist crusade, a modern crusade. The more people who can get into these Western capitals, and the more children they have, the more impact they will have. And you can see it in the United States as well. And yet this is something that is verboten. You're not allowed to talk about it. I mean, I talk yeah. about it, but very few other people do.
Well, I think that one of the things that you see going on is that effort, whether it's coming from an Islamist motivation or something else, uses people who describe themselves falsely as being centrists to achieve their aims. You have in Virginia today, you know, the leading candidate of the Democratic Party for governor, Abigail Spanberger, who has said over the years all sorts of crazy things about, you know, how she can't believe that crossing the border itself is even a crime, and that's something that, you know, she has tried to get away from because she wants to seem more moderate and centrist. But the truth is that if she's elected, the likelihood is that Virginia will become another one of these states that is viewed as a sanctuary state because Democrats will prioritize that immediately if she wins that election. That's the kind of thing we see across the country. And you have to call it out, and you have to call it what it is, which is a fundamental effort to change who we are as a nation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And well done there by Ben Domenech. On Mark Levin's show on Fox over the weekend for highlighting these fake, phony moderates. You are going to see the exact same thing here in Montana once again. You are going to see the Democrats. They're going to try to prop somebody up to try to take on Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke in the Western Congressional District. And they're going to prop up one, two, maybe three fake, phony moderates. They will try to rebrand people as something other than what they actually are. And I don't think they're going to get away with it this time. I don't think you're going to let them get away with it. Because I don't think our good friends in Butte are going to let them get away with it, because you know your mining jobs are at stake if you let these far-left Democrats stay in power or take power in certain circumstances here. But, yes, Spanberger in Virginia is just a great example. She's now pretending to be a moderate. She's now talking like a moderate. But all you got to do is look at her voting record and know just how far left she truly is. But frankly, at this point, given everything the Democrat Party stands for, it doesn't matter how much they pretend to be a moderate in the Western Congressional District. It doesn't matter how much they even, you know, pretend to take stances on issues you agree with. They're backing this Democrat Party.
From
that tells you
everything. From the Mattress Firm Studio, this is KBUL, News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM, home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
KBUL.